Well, that's a very quick run through of the a chronology of the war, which tries to integrate the military and the civil in one go. I'd like to finish, I think, by posing a few questions for you to consider in terms of the goodness of Britain's Second World War. Now, one of the things that a concentration on the civilian experience of war encourages is the idea that this was a in quotes, good conflict for Britain, particularly in comparison, I think, to the First World War, which stands as the bad conflict of the 20th century. Now, of course, beating the Nazis was an absolute good, but it's worth bearing in mind that in the course of doing that good, Britain does its fair share of evil. And we might also like to think about the fact that the international system that it's fighting to protect is also one that I suspect many of us would find far from morally sound. I'd also encourage you to think about actually how good this war was for the British people and what that goodness meant. Now, personally, many of them benefit financially from the conflict. Albeit that there's little to spend their increased wages on in 1940s Britain, in terms of consumption of food and things like that, this is actually, the second half of the war. It's a pretty good period for the bulk of the British working class. But the immense cost of fighting the war detracts from social programmes that would almost certainly have taken place without it, whichever government was in power. At a very simple level, bombing Germany means not improving British hospitals, and by one estimate, the cost of Bomber Command's total effort against Germany is roughly equivalent to the cost of setting up and running for its first 10 years the NHS. Even fighting a good war against an evil enemy probably had less positive outcomes than there would have been had there been no need to fight. That this was Hitler's fault was perhaps the least of his crimes, but it's one that I think we should remember nonetheless.